Let's take a look at baseball first. Mike Foltynewicz worked six strong innings. Nick Markakis and Eric Ibar each had a couple of RBIs, and the Atlanta Braves kept the St. Louis Cardinals down at home with a 6-3 victory on Sunday. Matt Kemp added two hits and an RBI to help the Braves take two out of three, outscoring the Cardinals 19-8 in the final two games of that series. Atlanta has the worst record in the majors at 41-70, but they've won seven of their last 11 overall. Adam Wainwright had a rare off day with against Atlanta, surrendering three runs in the first and second. He entered 8-2 with a 2.95 ERA against the Braves, who drafted him in the first round in 2000 and traded him to St. Louis in 2003 in a deal for J.D. Drew. Foltynewicz gave up a run and six hits. Jim Johnson earned his eighth save in 11 chances as the Braves pick up the win. Also in baseball, Yordano Ventura pitched effectively into the seventh inning. Kendry Morales hit a grand slam, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-1 on Sunday. Ventura, who was 0-5 and 7 starts since a June 17th victory over the Detroit Tigers, limited the Blue Jays to one run and five singles over 6 2/3 innings, walking four and striking out four. Morales' third career grand slam and his first since July 30th of 2012, while with the Los Angeles Angels, came off left-hander Brett Cecil with two out in the eighth inning to break the game open. Raul Mondesi, Alcides Escobar, and Chesler Cuthbert led off the inning with singles. It appeared Toronto might escape unharmed after Lorenzo Cain and Eric Hosmer each struck out, but Morales hit Cecil's first pitch out to straightaway center for the slam. Manny Machado and the Baltimore Orioles have regained sole possession of first place in the American League East by taking the rubber match of their series with the White Sox in Chicago. Machado was the leader in the Birds' 10-2 rout of the Sox, belting three home runs and driving in seven. He hit a two-run homer in the first and a three-run shot in the second off of James Shields before adding another two-run homer in the third off of Matt Albers. Machado is the second player to homer in each of the first three innings and the first since Carl Reynolds of the White Sox in 1930. The Orioles are a game up over Toronto in the AL East. Elsewhere in the majors, Texas padded its lead in the AL West, scoring twice in the 11th inning to beat the Astros 5-3 in Houston. Texas moves 7.5 games ahead of the Astros in the West. Masahiro Tanaka struck out eight and held Cleveland to a run in six hits and six-plus innings as the Yankees held off the Indians 3-2. The Indians lost for the fifth time in seven games. That keeps them two ahead of second-place Detroit in the AL Central as the Tigers absorbed a 3-1 loss to the Mets on Neil Walker's tie-breaking two-run homer off of Francisco Rodriguez in the ninth inning. Washington's 1-0 win over San Francisco gives the Nationals a 7-game lead over Miami in the NL East. Giants starter Madison Bumgarner went the distance, tossing a two-hitter. The Giants' lead in the West is down to one game following the Dodgers' 8-5 win over Boston. Also yesterday, the Cubs' 3-1 win at Oakland gives them a hefty 11.5-game lead in the National League Central as Kyle Hendricks pitched Chicago to its seventh consecutive victory, holding the A's to a run and three hits over 7 1/3 innings. Ichiro Suzuki became the 30th major leaguer with 3,000 career hits when he tripled off the wall in Miami's 10-7 win at Colorado. Suzuki was hitless in his first three at-bats of the game before the big hit against Chris Russon. Christian Yelich and Jeff Mathis each had three hits and three RBIs as the Marlins moved a game ahead of St. Louis for the final National League wildcard berth. The Reds were 7-3 winners at Pittsburgh yesterday. Also, Seattle was a 3-1 winner over the Angels. It was Minnesota 6-3 over Tampa Bay. Also yesterday, Arizona scored five times in the fifth inning, pounding Milwaukee 9-3, and the Phillies turned their first triple play in 7 years before they completed a 6-5 win on the road at San Diego. Also in baseball news, Alex Rodriguez is ending his lengthy major league career Friday in the Yankees game against Tampa Bay. It's been a career of great accomplishments and much controversy. The 41-year-old Rodriguez is a three-time American League MVP and a 14-time All-Star whose 696 home runs rank fourth all-time. But Rodriguez has been a polarizing figure, sitting out a full season in 2014 in the longest doping suspension in baseball history. A-Rod has struggled this season, hitting just .204 with 9 homers and 29 RBIs. He's only had one start and 7 at-bats in 14 games since July 22nd. He has one more year and $21 million left on his contract next year. The Yankees say they will honor that. A-Rod's not retiring. He's being released. Rodriguez will become a special advisor and instructor for the Yankees starting in spring training. Well, let's talk football now, as the Iowa Hawkeye football team opened up fall camp with the hopes of repeating the record-setting success of last season while putting a blowout loss in the Rose Bowl behind them. Coach Kirk Ferentz talked with the media Saturday about the work ahead.
You know, last year was a really historic year in a lot of ways, more importantly, a memorable year and a very rewarding year. And I think probably the important thing for us as a football team is just to try to learn some lessons from it, and hopefully we've done that as we approach moving forward.
Well, the Hawkeyes are ranked 15th in the preseason poll after garnering little attention at the start of last year. Ferentz said his research shows how little the early polls mean.
Of the 25 teams that were in the preseason last year, 8 of them didn't make the cut at the end. And then, so obviously 8 teams did make it, entered in. And probably most noteworthy, I think, would be Houston won 13 games. We won 12. Neither of us were mentioned a year ago at this point. So the thing I think our players need to understand, that door swings both ways. You know, it opens and it closes.
Well, senior quarterback C.J. Beathard is one of the reasons Iowa is expected to make another run at the Big Ten West title. Ferentz says Beathard is a lot like former Hawkeye great Brad Banks when it comes to leadership. Ferentz said the practices heading up to the first game will be key in determining if this season ends up as successful as last year.
You know, as mundane as this sounds, the most important thing we can do right now is just try to capitalize every day in front of us. And if you look, just look back last year, it's not that far, but I think our team really grew in the month of August, really on a lot of levels, not just as football players, but our leadership base grew. So, but it was just a result of us doing things right, little things right, paying attention. And, you know, so that's really the challenge that's ahead of us right now. And
Hawkeye quarterback C.J. Beathard enters his senior season with a lot of preseason attention after leading the Hawkeyes to a 12-2 mark in his first season as the starter. He says for the offense to improve, he will have to improve his play in every area.
More touchdown passes, less turnovers, smarter play, getting the ball down, making decisions quicker. I've been working on all that this offseason and in the camp here and back to spring ball and just trying to improve my game every way that I can.
He played much of last season hurt and says he is in the best health that he's been in since getting first hurt. And he said that should add to his efforts to improve the offense.
I'm able to do some stuff with my feet and run the ball more, get out of the pocket better. It helps me move in the pocket, so I think it'll just improve our offense as a whole in every way, really.
Beathard's improved mobility won't mean anything if he doesn't have receivers to throw to, and he says that's another part of the equation.
We lost, you know, 2 key senior receivers in Jacob Hillier and Tavon Smith, and you know, anytime you lose guys that contributed a lot to the offense, you need guys to step up, and right now it's some young receivers that haven't had a lot of playing time in actual games, so... And we're going to need them to be key parts of our offense for our offense to be productive and successful. So a big part of that is working with those guys and getting those guys ready to go.
He's on all of the major watch lists heading into the season, and Beathard says he doesn't mind being in the spotlight.
You know, my dad always told me that, you know, be thankful for it right now because someday they won't care to know who you are. And so you got to embrace it when you have it.
Well, the Hawkeyes were both praised and criticized as they went through the perfect regular season and into the conference championship game last year. Beathard says that will help them deal with whatever attention they get as this season moves ahead.
I think it does. I mean, we did a good job at ignoring the noise, whether it was negative noise or positive noise. You know, there was a lot of that going on last season, early in the season, and then later on in the season. I think we did a good job at tuning that out when there were, you know, a lot of outlets that we could have been listening to and listened to people talk about how good you are. And you know, when you start listening to that stuff, that's when you start going downhill and you start thinking that you've made it or you've arrived. And once you think that's bad. And
well, the Franklin, Tennessee native will lead the Hawkeyes when they open up the season on September 3rd at home against Miami of Ohio. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here this fall on the radio. In racing, Denny Hamlin has earned his first career road course victory by holding off a last lap challenge at Watkins Glen. Hamlin was battling Martin Truex Jr. on the final lap until Brad Keselowski tapped Truex and spun him out. It was sweet redemption of sorts for Hamlin, who was being beaten on the road course at Sonoma in June by Tony Stewart in a bang on the last turn. Joey Logano finished second, followed by Keselowski, A.J. Allmendinger, and Stewart. Kyle Busch, Truex, Jamie McMurray, Trevor Bayne, and Matt Kenseth rounded out the top 10 in that race. Well, the Hall of Fame game between Tampa, Green Bay, and Indianapolis has been canceled because of poor field conditions. Hall President David Baker made the announcement after discussing the artificial turf's problems with both teams, saying it was a safety issue. Most noticeable were bare spots around midfield, and several players said the painted areas were too hard. Baker added that all fans would be fully refunded for ticket purchases, which will cost the Hall several million dollars. In golf, Jim Furyk broke the record for the lowest round in golf history on Sunday, but it wasn't enough to win the PGA's Travelers Championship near Hartford. The 46-year-old former U.S. Open champ turned in a PGA Tour record 58 that included a course record 27 on the front nine. Furyk co-held the previous mark of 59 before recording a round that included seven straight birdies. Amazingly, his score could have been lower if he didn't miss birdie tries of 8 and 12 feet on the back nine. However, Furyk's 11-under total was three shots behind winner Russell Knox, who closed with a 2-under-68 for a 14-under total that left him one stroke ahead of Jerry Kelly. Joe Durant's eagle on the first playoff hole gave him a win over Miguel Angel Jimenez in the Champions Tour 3M Championship. And the U.S. picked up its first individual swimming gold medal of the Rio Olympics on Sunday. Fittingly, it was Katie Ledecky doing it in world record time. Ledecky posted an easy victory in the women's 400 free, finishing in 3 minutes, 56.46 seconds. The 19-year-old from Maryland crushed the mark of 3:58.37 that she set nearly 2 years ago. She finished almost 5 seconds ahead of her nearest opponent. Ledecky has dominated the longer freestyle event since winning gold in the 800 free at the London Olympics as a 15-year-old. Ledecky's performance was followed by Michael Phelps' 19th Olympic gold medal. Phelps was part of the American 4x100 relay team that beat France. Ryan Held, Phelps, Caleb Dressel, and Nathan Adrian finished in 3 minutes, 9.92 seconds, more than a half second ahead of the French team. Also in the pool, Cody Miller of the U.S. took bronze in the men's 100 breaststroke. Britain's Adam Petty won the event in world record time. Dana Vollmer captured bronze in the women's 100 butterfly 17 months after having her first child. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.